Welcome to Module 2, Session 3. In this session, I'm going to share some important things for you to pay attention to when creating a sacred dance practice for your own sexual awakening and/or erotic nourishment. Let's begin. Number 1, allow the sexual awakening to be spontaneous. In other words, don't try to force it and don't even go looking for it. I am so serious about this. Let the awakening happen in its own divine timing. And do this by committing to the sacred dance method and dancing as often as you can, preferably every day, at least during this program. Otherwise, when you feel inspired. And trust the process. The awakening will happen. Number 2, in all honesty, you've probably already experienced a sexual awakening from week 1. If that's you, then here's what you need to do. Revisit your magic song, the one that woke the energy up. Put it on repeat and dance to it as often as possible. Journal your experiences, paying attention to who or what is this sexual awakening. Can you give it a form? An identity, a name. How much detail can you write about it? So if you were to share this with someone else, you're literally painting a picture for them. Start a new playlist using this track, the magic track, as the starting point, and build from there. But on this playlist, you're only using tracks that speak directly to her, the one that has woken up. This is something we will revisit later. Okay, number 3, pay attention to your hips. So up until now, you've sort of been allowing your body to move however it wants to move. But this week, start to pay attention to your hips. Move your awareness down here and begin to intentionally direct their movement or to shape their movement by using smooth circle motions. These could be big circles, little circles, figure of eight circles. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Just round out your edges and see what happens. It's as if there's one continuous motion to your dance. Number 4, pay attention to slowing right down. When you dance this week, focus on choosing some super slow tunes so you can experiment with intentionally slowing right down. And even if you think you already dance pretty slow, just experiment with slowing it down even more. What does that feel like for you? What other sensations come to life? Is there certain music that helps you achieve that state? Play, experiment, and as always, journal it down. And lastly, number 5, sacred dance is all about the music. Okay, this should be pretty obvious by now, but it's worth highlighting. The kind of music you are naturally drawn to, the one that has you feel sexy or free, delicious or juicy, it holds a lot of clues, about your erotic expression, your particular flavor. So continue tracking your favorite songs, the ones that move you from the inside out and have you feeling all the feels. Again, we will dig into that one shortly. All right, that's it from me. Time to check out your mission for the week.